On April 5th, 2024, in New York's East Village neighborhood, the world is going to change forever. On that day, at the Bronx Brewery in Manhattan, the Bad Business Boys are releasing the Bad Business Honey Blonde Ale during an event that will be remembered in infamy. Where were you during the first ever Batty Awards? Did you dance with Danny? Did you bang with Barack? Did you party with producer Pete? Come to Bronx Brewery on April 5th and be the first to drink Bad Business. Bitch.
Try who crazy on slime. I am not you, baby. I ain't some you should lie to, baby. Hump at one done by two, baby. Oh, this ain't a love song, it's a thug song. Fuck all night till love gone. This ain't a love song, it's a thug song. Fuck all night till drugs gone. Up to the 194 to the dub. Up to the fuck, don't test them. Love them.
Oh yeah, it's another episode of Bad Business. We're back at it again. It's your boy Barack.
It's your boy Danny.
Producer Pete.
We're here with a very special guest.
Very, very, very special guest. You heard the song.
Hold that shit. It's your boy D-Farm Sloan. You already know.
What's going on,
you
man?
You guys thought the Philly episodes were done.
No, it's not.
But they are not done. Yeah,
we just had four episodes in Philly.
Four Philly episodes. Yeah. There was a concert up at in Philly that we were at. It was all sorts of artists. And then we got to meet Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Got beat from Jumbo. Yeah. And then the Philly shit continues with one of my favorite Philly rappers, D4M Sloan.
Gang, you already.
Oh, shit, I thought that was the applause
claps.
Button. I thought that was claps. I can't find the claps. We'll add the claps later. D4M Sloan, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah, man. Nah, dude, I love it because we're from the Bronx, and the drill thing was happening, right? But I knew the drill was happening in the grime scene in the UK, but when drill came around in Brooklyn first, Pop smoking them, and then the Bronx did that little aggressive sound. I'm liking your sound because it gives me the home, but right. I'm in a club with it though.
Right.
I'm at the club with it. So how'd you start? Like, how'd you come up with your sound, man?
Well, it started me and my brother Skiano, who passed away. We was going crazy in our city with the aggressiveness and the drill. You know what I'm saying? And then we went to we put the drill on club. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it just started taking off. We did something called Baby Shark. And then
they remixed Baby Shark.
Can we play that?
We'll play it for the song of the week later in the episode.
They remixed Baby Shark, you know what I mean? And that went crazy. But the pandemic started, so.
It probably made it better, though. The kids at home, the little kids want the Baby Shark vibe.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, the clubs was the clubs would have been going 100 times more crazier, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I get you.
Yeah, it kind of slowed it down. It still went a million plus, but it probably did more after.
Okay, it was one of those moments, because I had a moment like that. I was supposed to DJ South by Southwest, then boom, pandemic hit.
Yeah, I got a job. I got my first full-time journalism job, and my first day was March 16th, 2020, the day everything shut down.
Everything shut down.
Laid me off before my first day even happened, so trust me, we all got a little fucked by
that. I should have did a PPP loan, man.
But everybody's in jail.
They're outside.
I feel like everybody went to jail.
Everybody I know got G-Wagon and a Hellcat.
If they was out of pocket with it, going for more than 100 bins, then they went to jail. But I know people who kept it reasonable.
Like 50, 50, g- 50 k, 25 k.
I feel like shit missing out on that money.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, do it anyway.
So, I see you describe your music as sex drill.
That's the new genre I'm ruling right now. You know what I mean? It's like drill, but club. But still some of the club M2Bs with these different samples I got. I just found a new producer with these amazing samples, samples you never heard.
Yeah,
and the girls love my voice, you know what I mean? My female fan base is crazy, so
that is true. On the Instagram reels and the TikTok shit,
My comment section, the club.
Yeah, you gotta get the ladies. You gotta get the ladies. You can't blow up if you just got dudes riding off your shit all the time.
I mean, girls like DMX.
Yeah. The Rough Riders tattoo at the Orchard Beach.
Obviously. No,
the woman with the Rough Riders tattoo.
The reason for that is women used to be in the back of bikes. They used to like the vibrations. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why they get the tattoos. That's why they like the dudes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that was a correlation. But yeah, that's dope, man. Yeah, the ladies, yo, that's...
Were you ever surprised by having such a large, like, women fan base? Because you expect it to be, like, R&B artists, like the Usher, the smooth voices.
The
smooth
baby voices.
Yeah, no, but, as of now, I'm probably more, like, shocked now, like, how it is. Just, like, seeing how it is now, it's like... Damn, that's really my fan base now. It's like, you know, and it ain't my full fan base. I got like a lot of guy fan base too. Like a
you
lot
gotta
of
lean into it. Fuck
yeah,
it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. That's why I call it sex drill because I mix a little bit drill in there with a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's mixed up right, man. It's the proper mixture.
It's not like
it don't sound like a confused song. Yeah. Like damn, you want to talk about this? You want to talk about that? No, like this the proper.
Mm-hmm. It's not like yeah, I'm gonna take you on a date. It's like I'm gonna hold you down.
All right, all right, come on now. I don't like how you said it in his voice too.
Yeah, that was crazy.
As the name of the show is Bad Business, so it'll get there from time to time.
Yeah.
Last time I interviewed you was for 4 Minutes of Fire. And you fucking killed that shit. Mm. You talked a lot about what was coming next. Now we're at that point. What have you done since the last time we spoke and right now? And what's coming forward?
I think I elevated with my music like, a little bit more. Like I must not say a little bit more. I'm going to give it like a higher.
Mm-hmm.
10, like 9-8 times more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 8 times more. And that's out of 10. I elevated my music 8 times more. You feel what I'm saying? That's it. And I got like a like more of a concept of what I want to do this go around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you showed up and the entourage grew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You pulled up with all West Philly, and that's exciting. It's good to see a rapper from Philly getting that support from other dudes in Philly because it can be super dog eat dog.
Mm-hmm. These are really my brothers though. Like you know what I mean? Like a lot of the people I brought with me, these like my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like D from. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we out here. Like, we showing them, like, we back, you know what I'm saying? Because we done took over the city. We coming to take over New York. We out here taking over this. Take over London, Miami, Atlanta. Yeah, so it's like, that's why, and a lot of us make music, too. Like, a lot of them you probably heard of, you know what I'm saying? So that's why that's, you know what I mean? We about to go on the radar after this, freestyle studio. Shooting videos.
Have you performed at any venues out here in New York?
Where I perform at the
Gramercy Theater.
Yeah, I performed there. I performed. My first show out here was Rolling Loud. I got booked for Rolling Loud.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That was my first show out here.
In New York.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
But this was,
City Field, right?
Yeah,
City
Field. Was it one of those Rolling Louds where everything goes wrong?
I think
that's like everyone, right?
Did the New York ones go wrong? I think Hip Hop Police pulled up because the fucking...
I just want... Dang, I ain't come on here. I was just on tour of Sexy Red though.
Oh my god! Yeah. Congratulations!
But bro. I missed New York though. I was supposed to come out here. Yeah, we was everywhere though. But yeah, I mean, how could I forget that? Yeah, that was just crazy.
That's what's she like?
Huge. Yeah, what is she like?
Did she like Sexy Red all the time? Or she turns it on, turns it off?
Yeah. She just remind me like a girl from my neighborhood. You know. Yeah. You know. And it's crazy. Like my fan base. That's what I'm saying. It's my fan.
That I got actually that makes
fan
so
base.
Much sense.
Like my
yeah.
fan base is like I'm going to crowd. A bunch of like girls who like the club, drink Casamigo.
Yeah, yeah. So you like, you see her, you start talking, and you're like, I recognize you. I grew up with you, basically. Yeah. Like,
honestly, music makes me happy. Like, when I hear, I want to party, I want to drink, and I want to like socialize and be with the friends, and be with the girls, and shit. That's dope.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It's like,
and what I'm coming with now, I'm coming with Teddy Pendergrass came with in the 70s, man. I'm making it the rate and the public what the hell I'm looking for. I can't, I'm suing my mind.
Public domain. Teddy Pendergrass.
I'm raising the rate, man. And
the population
rate, you know what I mean?
Baby making shit.
My music gonna help guys get more girls.
I'm excited to hear you over a Teddy Pendergrass sample.
I might sample that. That's like my definition of sex drill, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Raise that. That's gonna make, you know what I mean? It's going to push that. Like, you in a club.
You want some deep form Sloan babies out there in the world.
Yeah. Not deep form Sloan babies, but, you know.
Yeah, take it easy.
Sloan, help.
Have him on some Nick Cannon shit.
Yeah,
Genghis Khan of hip-hop.
Yeah.
and I feel like that's going to do it with this new shit I got.
I love it. You know, that's what changed Biggie's career.
The
women being involved in the music and the light listening. That's
And I see Pop Smoke just did that, too, like, before he passed.
Hell yeah.
You know, he I see how his music became more like on that vibe too. You know what I'm saying? So
you know it's crazy. 50 Cent is like a, like you see him as like the gangster dude, right? But most of his 50 hits,
Cent too. 50 Cent, Ja Rule. Yeah, most definitely.
21 Questions, Smile.
Yeah, they understood. You know, you can't just pander to dudes all the time. Like, you got to make something the ladies want to bump. They're going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the dudes going to want to bump it because the ladies ain't getting their car. And they, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Type shit. Hey, how did we do all this without mentioning Drake?
I think that we did. I didn't say Drake.
I don't think about Drake when I think about all that. I don't know.
Drake really came in more on that side of things. And, you know what I mean? He wasn't like he wasn't as aggressive. Houston, Atlanta,
Vegas. Yeah. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
Like, I can make you bear rock.
Yeah, exactly.
I seen some dudes tweeting out the other day. They was like, yo, like the dudes got to step it up because we got in the car. We blasted Sexy Red right now. There's nothing out there.
It's true. For yeah, a minute, no, it was sure. Ice Spice.
You know, it's crazy. Like, I don't even really like listen to too many girls' music. Lotto got this song that I like, and I rap that motherfucker word for word.
Mm-hmm. Fuck a Lotto. I like Lotto.
Wait, and which song was that?
20 Black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service.
Yeah.
I just want to one-on-one, don't know why she's so nervous.
I like that Mariah Carey shit she did.
Yeah, Mulatto Hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
What's it called? I got a question for you, just as someone who knows your music and is a fan. I've been seeing a lot of I'll see shit on TikTok that sounds like D4M Sloan.
Right.
And then I'll click on the audio to be like, is this him?
Mm-hmm.
And I never know if it's something that you have that's unreleased or it's someone copying your style.
It's like original sound?
Yeah, I can't tell. I can't tell because it'll just be like a sound that's uploaded and it won't have an artist attributed to it. So are you leaking shit or or are people copying you?
No.
I couldn't tell if you're a master of marketing or if people are copying you.
No, that's crazy. It'd be like somebody might use the sound and the sound might go viral on their page and they might do it their own way. They might use, they might make like an edit with the sound and then the sound will be going viral on their page. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it all work. It all drive to my Spotify.
You're in an independent situation right now, right?
No, I'm signed. I'm signed as well.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay. So, like, wouldn't they be able to crack that shit down for you?
No, they can, they can say it contains music from D4M Sloan such and such song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So people can still find the song when they look for the sound.
They find it through like Soundwaves.
Oh, like Soundwaves.
Soundwaves. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
SoundCloud, you should do it.
But nowadays Shazam go crazy. Like, you know what I mean? People be Shazamming the song. So like,
I've been trying to find because there's a few of them. There's a few songs that have moved. My bad on that. I'm blowing smoke. It's just in the room. I've seen a lot of songs that. I hear it, and I think it's you, but it could be like pitched up or pitched down, and I never know.
Right.
But have you come across imitators since you popped?
Yeah, you know, I ain't doing nothing right if I don't.
That's true.
Yeah, so yeah, I came across a lot, you know.
You know, I always say like, you know, you shouldn't matter because like the waves, you're the beach, you're the ocean.
You probably
like,
won't never hear me sing. You're not gonna never really probably hear the imitator because you're not gonna hear me. Get mad about it or commenting on it, you know what I mean?
Because you're the factory.
If you
acknowledge it, it gives it credibility.
Yeah.
You're giving it life.
It's not going to stop. Yeah, it's not going to stop you from doing what you do.
Yeah,
and my bad on bringing it up.
That's piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Nah. But yo, you guys want to segue into like current topics, current events and stuff?
What's it called?
Sure.
The last single you dropped was 2023. According to Spotify.
Absolutely.
When can we expect new D4M Sloan?
Hopefully next week. You hear me?
So
next week.
When this drops, we'll have new D4M Sloan, hopefully.
Yeah.
That sound. He knows.
Yeah, hopefully. I know that I got a song on Sony. Sony, I do need like a lot of artists on Sony. They're doing like a 50 years of hip-hop anniversary and dropping like a tape.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And everybody like old school beat, so my Andy Up remix is gonna be on that Sony.
Shit,
yeah,
that's
so
fire.
That is hard.
Yeah, but I got a song called Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. It should be dropping. Then I don't. I might gotta run with the name now.
Yeah, because you said it.
Yeah.
So single. Are we getting a project this year?
Yeah, you're gonna EP.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You got a name for it?
Hell yeah.
No name yet. No concept yet. But okay. I might revolve around what we just talked about, like that.
What's it called? Has being signed freed up your time to focus solely on music?
No, but you know it's crazy, bro. Like my life, like really, like console around music, bro. Like, all day, I'm up to 5 in the morning. I'm thinking about, damn, what can I do this? What can I do to better this? What can I do with this? Like, if I'm not, like, with my daughter, though, or my family, I'm really just thinking about, like, what's the next one? Oh, I'm going to do this. Like, what's this going to sound like this? You know what I mean? Unless I'm thinking about giving swag, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, getting dressed.
what do you do in your free time when you're not focused on music or with the fam?
I'm thinking of ways to, like, grow my social media, grow, you know what I'm saying? Just grow as an artist, just grow all around, you know what I'm saying? I'm not never thinking enough, you know what I mean?
You don't turn it off.
It don't go off. I swear to God, it don't never go off. It'd be like a drug.
There's no clocking out of that shit.
Like, I got it. When I do that, I'm up to 5 in the morning.
So your inner monologue is also that voice.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's his voice for real, for real. Yeah. And it is, like... Yeah. So unique to the music landscape, because other people they'll switch up their voice when they rap D4 I'm slow as a treasure.
You might see a lot of guys, like, even like I'll be seeing, like, out in this New York drill scene, you might see a lot of guys rapping with the deep voice, with a Batman voice. This is not that. This is no, and I've been doing this for everybody.
Yeah,
but this is more soothing. It's more. Ooh, like it's like a melody.
Yeah, there's movement. Yeah, I heard melody. The movement.
Like, right. Like, yeah. It ain't like, I don't know, wabba-da-wabba-da-wabba-da-wabba-da. It ain't no shit like that.
That's what I sound like.
Yeah, using your voice as an instrument.
And I have perfected it, though, like, throughout the years. I've been doing it for so long. So I have perfected it. I know how to make it more soothing to the air. You know what I mean? I don't want it to sound, like, annoying to the air. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Go the scales, you're hitting scales, you're hitting notes, and you're doing all the, you know, melodies and stuff. That's just something. Yeah, because, it's hard to do melodies. Like, DMX didn't do melodies. Maybe, all my dogs are my friends.
Yeah. He followed it a little bit.
A little bit.
And so, I'm just asking. It's tough. Just asking you, that's the second DMX comparison for Sloan.
That is one of my favorites. DMX is like, that is everybody true. Was scared of DMX.
Yeah.
Everybody was scared when he came out. Jay-Z was scared. Like, yo, who is this dude?
Yeah. That's true.
He's one of the greatest, and he's passed away. Rest in peace. That's what I'm saying. Like, who better?
Is there anyone that, like, really influenced how you rap?
No, that's the crazy thing about it. And it's crazy because, like, I get a lot of comparisons to DMX, Ying Yang Twins. And,
yeah, yeah, that's good.
But it's crazy because, like, DMX was one of the first, not the first, like, the first person I ever heard was Lil Wayne. No, Tupac and Biggie. Mm-hmm. That's the first person I ever heard. You know what I'm saying? Those two rappers, the first rappers I ever heard. But I knew that they was old. My mom would tell me, like, these was, like, I see she had a little CD case. I knew the music was old. Yeah. The first current rapper I heard, like, at my age, where I was like 9, was Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was like Lollipop Video, and that's like the first. And that was like, that really
that's
made
a
good me.
One. That's a Carter, too, right? So.
Yeah, that song could change your life.
Yeah, no, for it's
like
crazy.
It's this
video, right? Because I was talking about it on an interview I did, like a Zoom interview. I want to show y'all right quick. And it's like, I heard this song while I was in the car, and the radio, it's crazy how they filmed it. I didn't tell them it. Like, whoever did this interview for had to go deep into it.
So you mentioned something, and the interviewer hit you, and like, I found it.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Hold on, it should be right here in these shorts, D4M Sloan shorts. If it's not, man, I really just wasted this little 5
time. Get 7, have a drink.
Yeah, I'm going to break my fast.
Are you Muslim?
Yeah. Yes, let's go. Thank God,
bro. It's date time.
Having a date.
Damn, man. You know, I really want to go look for this video, man. It really won't pop up at this moment.
What was the song?
I'm on Roxanne, them Hurricane. I blow you. I thought it was a little. Here it go, right here. Damn, you good, man. Look, so it was this right here. And they talk about how I.
Hip-hop memory was when that video of Biggie and Pop got recorded when they was freestyling at the table.
Oh, I didn't talk about.
You couldn't tell me that wasn't real. You hear me? That was like one of the most.
That's Bandana
Biggie. Hold up towards the mic.
One of my favorite memories is when Lil Wayne dropped the Lollipop video. I had to be like 9 years old.
That video was hard.
My age, that video was all that, you hear me? One reason I got in the game is my homie Tamir. That's one of the reasons I got in the game.
My man, artist,
I think, inspired me. I never could remember who was on radio that day, but I believe it was Roxanne. I thought it was like a boy my age on the radio saying something about hurricanes.
Roxanne Shantae. Okay.
This song really inspired me, and I never could remember the name of the song. I heard this song on the radio one day, like, my mom was parked on my block, and I heard this song on the radio, and I'm like, is that a kid my age rapping, though? Like,
Roxanne Shanté.
And that shit made me want to.
I've got a really good Roxanne Shanté story.
We covered.
JD, you remember meeting Roxanne Shanté?
Yeah.
So Roxanne Shanté, me and JD, who's standing right here next to us, he's the sixth man of the year for Bad Business. He's the king. We were at the Empire State Building for Black History Month last year for Hip Hop 50.
Uh-huh.
And they invited all these rappers to, like, turn the light on top of the Empire State Building a different color.
Uh-huh.
Roxanne Shanté, and I'll never forget this as long as I live, told a story about how when she was homeless, before she rapped, before she got famous, she used to use the top of the Empire State Building as, like, a guide to know where she was at night.
True.
She would be like, that's the Empire State Building. I know where I am. I'm south of the Empire State Building. Like, but she always used to look at it and be like,
like, it's a North Star.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. And then on that day,
Tracy Towers is my own North Star.
In the Bronx, yeah.
In the Bronx.
So on that day, she got to be a part. She got honored at the Empire State Building.
Right.
She got to change the light. And she broke down crying giving the speech.
That's beautiful.
And it was one of my favorite things I ever heard. And that was my first time, like, dealing with Roxanne Shanté or seeing her. Like, that's a little old for us, right. You know?
Yeah.
And immediate fan. Yeah. Immediate fan of Roxanne Shanté.
It's got to be Roxanne. Lit to be, like, part of something, like, you know, that's so central to where you grew up in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're from West Philly, right?
Yeah.
And you're in the Bel Air reboot, right?
Right, yeah.
What did that mean to you to be a part of that show, something that's so, like, so Philly?
Iconic, yeah, Philly.
Yeah, like, being on TV, period, that shit meant a lot to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was like a dream come true.
Yeah.
And the dream wasn't even on my mind at the moment, but it's like, you know what I mean? Everybody wanted to be, like, participating, like, acting in a movie, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A show. So that was, and then
did you go out for, like, casting?
Yeah, actually, the producer of the show, Morgan Cooper.
Okay.
One of the directors. He heard of my music in Kansas City. He heard of my music.
Yeah.
You know, my homie, him saying, then he heard of Trett Woods. That's
okay.
He heard about me. And he sent it out to me, him,
it's the universe,
another
man.
Guy too rare for my city. You feel me? He sent it out to all three of us. My other homie, he didn't pay no mind. He thought it was fake.
I would think it's fake too.
I'm getting scammed.
This is huge.
To be true.
We're like rebooting Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
And we want you.
And we want you.
It does sound like a classic, like Philly.
Sent by like a Nigerian prince and shit.
I get those shits all the time on my email.
Yeah, me and Tuber, we both like sending like they sent us like the script and we just had to send audition tapes.
Okay.
And we both sent it in and
holy
ended
shit.
Up getting it.
That's fantastic, man.
That's just something.
Was Will Smith
awesome.
There at all? Did you get to meet him?
No.
That would dope.
Too big for that. Fuck.
Eventually. Well, he's got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. He's hitting a lot of people.
No, he owns the Sixers. He's got family stuff.
I would love to hear your music on 2K.
Say what?
I would love to hear your music on 2K. I'll be like, yeah, fuck.
You got any, like, dream placements that you could think of right now? Like, damn, if I got my music there, that shit would be, like...
yeah. Fast and the Furious?
Like, not even, like, not even for the career, but just for, like personal satisfaction. Yeah. Like, yo, my shit in there, like, you know?
Yeah. I don't know about a dream placement. I probably would say, like a movie like that, like Fast and Furious, like or my song being, like, the theme of a movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know?
Yeah.
No, because we've had HD Been Dope, he's a New York rapper, on a few times. And he kills the placement game. Every time every time the Phoenix Suns win, they play his song.
On the stadium, no.
In the stadium and on social media. They're using his song to troll
everything.
People.
Wow.
Like in the TikTok edits, they're like doing that. So I would love if the Sixers...
It's kind of like tailored for like a victory almost. Like it's almost like he made the song with placements in mind.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like... You could either do it like that or have it like organically. I feel like it's a lot harder if you know, organically pop like that for the placements and all that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to be intentional about shit. But I think it's time to freestyle because we got to get Sloan
here
to do his next freestyle. So he's got two
freestyles. Oh, right.
Sloan called me and said, I got two freestyles.
I know. That's
my brain don't stop working.
What do you got lined up after this?
I gotta go to On the Radar.
Lit.
Okay.
I'm excited to see that too.
Yeah.
How long are you in New York? Are you guys going back tonight?
Basically, probably tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna be tired,
good
right?
Luck.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's true. But, ladies and gentlemen, D4M Sloan.
Thank you so much, man, for playing.
Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Man.
Big Nine, that's me. All right. Get at me, dog.
Long you think you top five, why would you ask me, dog? Like, what the fuck you need proof? What the fuck I'm see through? I'll show you why I'm T.O.P. too. If the feds grab my phone, they might ask me what's the hat. Then I scratch my cheekbone slow and ask them what's that. What you mean? I don't know. Yeah, yeah, eyes low, huh? Slow. I'm the Broad Street bully, the West Side bully, the South Side, Southwest, North Side too. Off topic, I'm so rich, I'm sitting court side too. BKBX, New York, your side too. Should I give you a little option? You respect it or not? Either respect it with my fist or respect with the Glock. I know the bros respect violence and the hoes respect commas that we so gifted with. Those that hook, I was dead pop to turn an eye to stool with me, babe. Bro, I'm hot, I can run Pac and Hove on the track. Jada kissing beans too, shit the locks eat too. I respect hip hop, but respect me too. I'm more vicious than Kai. He told me ain't no innocent. You play ball with him like a pig, shit you in it then. Fatality, Mortal Kombat, finish him. Switchy. And we shot a few guys, they ain't die, what they eating? I ask God, what we beefing with some bulletproof vegans? How you get a win that turkey butt? Hit him, he cheating. Barry White in 94, nigga, break what you preaching. I'm a chief, ain't a soldier, I'ma whack him if I see him. But we beefing and you know it, why you asking if we beefing? Why you asking if we... My man died, the Levine is on me, huh? We wild, huh? That ski smile, huh? That ain't me smile, huh? Come on, I got your Rockefeller. I said, we don't go off ages, we go off honor. Sometimes murder, but he might got no honor, but then caught himself a murder, huh? I don't give a fuck if he got both. I still heard him. I'm a gangster, man, a pretty boy. My bitch say I'm perfect. Nah, I'm big nine, huh? I done turned myself up. I got rich, I'm big time, huh? I'm a Rizan. We got a pill and Nizan. Swing my block on a hot blow, a fucking Mizan. You dig me? That's just some light shit, man. I don't really be doing no rap shit because I'm a rock star and shit like that, but they can't fuck me on no level, I swear to God.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire,
fire, fire.
Gang. I was going to keep rolling, but that shit, man, is not fucking... I'm going to keep cutting.
Check.
Stop, you know.
Check. That's check, how you're coming back?
Nah, I didn't hear myself for a second.
And we are...
Breaking check. News. Page 6 says D4. That's an amazing guest.
Yeah, page 6 did say
headline.
That.
Headline.
Yeah. Read all about it. Read all about it. If you go to page6.com right now.
What a great guest D4M Sloan.
D4M Sloan is the man.
Shout out for D4M Sloan.
You know what I like about him, though? When he speaks, he has like his artist mind. His mind is everywhere, and I felt it from him. And I was like, this guy's an artist, like automatically, because there's a lot of people that talk, and they really don't, they're not a part of like the process of making music. Yeah. He's talking about production, he's talking about samples. And now I'm a believer that he's in the studio with the producer, like, yo, sample this shit, make it like this. I love people that are up front in the studio.
Teddy
and
Pendergrass.
You heard that.
He's dropping
yeah.
the samples he wants to use.
He's the Louis Armstrong of hip hop.
Hell yeah.
I'm very excited.
Sure.
I'm very excited for him.
The Louis Armstrong, like the
Louis Armstrong of hip hop.
And that's what we stand on that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a challenge button.
Fuck it. I'll do the challenge button. Don't do the challenge. I'll do the challenge button right now.
Go to the warehouse and grab a piece of furniture.
The challenge button has been activated.
Fuck.
Danny.
We have our game, our challenge. This is not a timed challenge. But you will not be able to say any words other than your answers until the challenge is done. Okay?
Great.
Okay. That was bad. You shouldn't have said that. That was an answer. That's I'll give you a pound. JD, you're in
one
the game,
in.
And I need you to put the phone down.
Oh, shit.
It is not a points-based game. It is solely an elimination game.
Okay.
And I want you guys to, right now... Raise your hand, one hand with a number of fingers on it. And then I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and you all raise your hands at the same time. And this is to see who goes first.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. You're going first.
Fuck!
You're going second.
I thought you were doing a verse or something.
No, no, no. I was originally going to do whoever gets the same. Who, if you put the same thing up, they lose. But it goes one,
I wanted to go
two,
last, so
three.
I went with one.
It's a hard game. But the challenge is...
The challenge button has been activated.
This week's challenge. You guys are going to be asked to list the states in the United States of America alphabetically.
Oh.
Starting with the first state, which means you have to get the first state right.
Alabama?
No. Correct.
Alaska.
To JD.
I don't know.
No, you got to say a state. You got to go down swinging.
I'm going down swinging. New York.
Yeah, that's a great state. I love that state. Arkansas.
The challenge button has been activated.
It was not your turn.
It's my turn. Arkansas. What? He set me up for
you
failure.
You lose.
The challenge
Barack,
button.
Yes.
Has been
you know that the answer is not Arkansas.
Yeah.
For the win, what is the third state alphabetically? Use logic.
I'm trying to think of the states.
It has to be before Arkansas. You know that now. Which means it has to start with an A.
I'm trying to think of a state that starts with an A. I can't think of
one. 10, 9.
You said it wasn't time-based.
8. Fuck you.
It wasn't time-based.
Fine, it's not time-based. He can take all the time he wants. That's great entertainment.
We gonna be here forever.
7. 6.
Oh, no, he's doing that thing again.
5.
Wait, he's just screaming. You know.
4.
I don't know the state with the A. I'm having a brain fart.
3.
You're going to lose if you don't get it.
2.
Anaheim. This is, I don't know. This is California. I don't know. What's another state with A, Danny? Yeah.
It's up for a steal if anyone can think of it.
State with the A. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas.
Wait, give me a second.
I'm trying to think of one with the A.
We're going to sue the Bronx education system.
No, it's just a brain fart. I know all the states. If you say them, like, oh, of course.
The correct answer was Arizona.
Oh, duh.
Aww.
That's another win for producer Pete.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, you stumped us.
I stumped
it's like,
you.
It's like, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Well, you guys aren't because you didn't get past the third one.
They said Travis Kelce's going to host the reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
True. Yeah, I like Travis Kelce.
He's in talks to do it. What do you mean? That's a lot. Yeah,
he's doing it.
But you know what? That brings me back to a point I made here a while back. I said, I know what Travis Kelce's doing. He's setting himself up for life after football.
And he wants television.
He wants to be on TV. He wants to be in movies. He wants to do all that.
Good for him.
Why not?
And it's just funny because he's kind of an idiot.
You know what goes by?
So
like,
what? A lot of people are
you
idiots.
Know blows
yeah,
my
but
mind?
To host that show and being an idiot, he's not really... Well, Jeff Foxworthy hosted it. He's not really...
Well, the pillar of intelligence.
Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy.
I fucking hate him.
It blows my mind that Michael Strahan had a career. Like who
he
was
still is.
I know. He has a huge career. But like how? Why him?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
he's personable.
Just but, like why him? How did he set that shit up? Did
Illuminati.
Illuminati. He drank a baby.
He drank baby blood.
Adrenochrome, is that what you're referring to?
No. They
That's
blended
a
baby.
Yeah, just straight up put a baby in
a blender.
Drank it right between the gap
yeah,
and his
was
tweet.
Even worse.
He was picking baby arms out of his
yeah,
teeth.
Yeah. Yep. Just like the feathers from chicken wings in a Chinese spot.
He's kind of like if... Jeez. He's like, if Shannon Sharp came 10 years too early, like, they could have had, like, the same lane, but Shannon Sharp was lucky enough to, like...
Shay Shay.
Better. I love Shannon Sharp.
But Shannon Sharp was...
the fucking man.
He was already retired by the time Michael Strahan was relevant in football. He had a leg up.
That's true.
To
That's
join
true.
The media game.
Yeah.
But he joined at the right time. I like him. I love him.
Now he's just messy. He's just... He's purposely leaning into drama.
Well,
it's the, no, it's the, it's the... It's the Roy and Maul syndrome, you know? He gets booted off one show, and now he's doing his own thing. Now, oh, everybody's wanting to be all about it.
Ladies and gentlemen. No, he's lit because of the, what was it? I think ever since the Cat Williams episode, took off, he made so much money off that.
Yeah, I think it was big. His show was big before.
And that, no, yeah, it was big.
Skyrocketed.
It was skyrocketing yeah, before. And yeah, now it's like a thing.
Now he's just totally leaning into like the drama, messy,
the tea,
bring people on, expose kind of bag.
I would have thought Tiki Barber would have had one before Strahan.
Tiki Barber's a hoe.
Yeah, that's probably why. Just like John Lennon. No, not John Lennon. John Legend is a hoe.
Is he? Why?
Yeah, I don't have. Yeah.
I don't like John Legend.
He's corny, but I don't know if he's a hoe the way to Tiki Barber.
Why is he a hoe?
He a hoe.
Yeah.
I don't like him or his wife.
He a hoe, dude.
I feel like he's quiet. I don't know.
Bo, that's why he a hoe.
That's why he's a hoe.
I hate his
wife. How you get Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah. Well, I don't care. I don't want her.
Well, you got to be a hoe.
Yeah, I don't want her.
They did stuff in Barack Obama's bathroom, remember?
Oh, no.
Is that true?
They said it in the red carpet. They're like, what's the dirtiest place you did it? And they're like, at that Barack Obama party. And then John Legend was like, shh, babe, don't say that.
Yeah, I hate his wife. She was really annoying on Twitter and, like, always, like, I don't know, like, doing sassy girl boss clap.
Let me
but
tell
it was,
you,
like, so fake.
Chrissy
and then
Teigen,
she got canceled and I was happy.
If you want to be mad at cancel culture, Chrissy Teigen got the most unfair cancel culture of all time.
No, she was a bitch.
She got canceled she got canceled for being annoying.
No, she was bullying people.
Cyberbullying.
She was telling a person to kill themselves.
You know?
Oh my God! Like we all weren't on Facebook.
You know who she? You know who her doppelganger is?
Kill yourself. I didn't know she was canceled. I had no idea.
Yeah, but you can't tell people. You can tell people to kill yourself if you're like a guy with 12 friends on Facebook in a basement. If you're like a national celebrity. Like, imagine, like, Jessica Alba just started tweeting at you, like,
yeah, this
you
is
should
right.
fucking kill yourself,
she says,
loser.
Chrissy Teigen and Steph Curry's wife are the same caliber. They're the same bullet.
I could see the comparison. But
who you say?
Chrissy Teigen and Steph Curry's wife.
No. Aisha Curry's back. We support her.
She got a little bit
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres
is a
good...
They look the same. Doppelganger
wise. Looks wise.
And I can't get them apart.
I don't think I agree.
I can't
with
get
that.
Them apart.
Nah.
I don't care. I would look if Steph Curry's wife was standing next to John Legend, I just wouldn't notice.
Nah.
I would much rather get to know Aisha Curry than Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. She sounds like she'll make you like a nice meal.
That's her whole thing.
Look at us. Four guys talking about women.
Yeah.
Hanging out with his family.
We don't gotta have them on the show. We can just talk about them.
Hey, get off.
She'll make you a sandwich.
Is this going right after the D4M Sloan interview?
Yeah.
This is a horrible transition.
A woman named Courtney Stodder said Chrissy Teigen told me to kill myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. You know she was a bitch on Twitter. You know who else?
Wait. What did she say to Chrissy then for her to say that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And, come on. Sending a message.
You don't fuck around.
She didn't use a slur.
Yeah.
You know what?
Nothing.
Kill yourself.
That's it.
That's
done.
Crazy.
Yeah, she should be free. You free know, Chrissy Teigen.
No, she's just a bad person. And anything that she supports, I see it as, all right, this is, don't follow it.
Fair
and
enough.
Anything she tries to push out, any agenda, I'm like, nope. Her and John Legend.
They both eat babies.
So you agree with cancel culture?
No, kind of.
But you like that Chrissy
Teigen's
canceled.
No, she's a bitch. You know what? It's like saying, like you could say, I hate guns, but I'm glad that one person got shot. You could say that.
It would make you a hypocrite.
Oh my. I'm a hypocrite then. That's what this whole show is. It's a fucking fountain of hypocrisy.
Uh-oh. Should I cut the mics?
I'm sorry.
Should I cut the mics?
This Justin.
Should I cut the mics?
Yeah, you might cut the mics.
All right, we'll be right back after these commercial messages. And what we talk about will have more to do with D4M Sloan. Sorry if you're listening to this, Sloan.
I'm with the bandit, chop with a boy in the dirt, Sammy, bitch, and a man, four pot full of baby, the way went, that went over your head, though, bitch, I knock off your head, though, murder man, slime, he'll get, though, try to avoid what's real, hey, you wanna be here, Fando, me and my bro too deep in a bando, frail or homie, stuck in that candle, try to get wealthy, give me some bandos, my bro, they say I'm the ticket, they slow this rap.
Yo, so
false alarm.
Speaking about eating babies and stuff, I want to talk about my man Barbecue.
Oh yeah,
Barbecue. So Barbecue is a.
I hate
that's
when
a
you
person.
Guys, I hate when you guys have a topic that I don't know a lot about, so I can't fact check. So I'm just gonna throw this out there. What he says might be wrong.
Not true. Anyway, Barbecue. He has a reputation of eating people, and I think it's just like a myth.
Wait, stop. The man's name is Barbecue.
His name's Barbecue.
He's a Haitian guerrilla leader.
He's a guerrilla leader. So apparently Haiti has been going through one of the most poorest countries right now.
Yeah.
and no one's supporting it. And there's some speculation that the government is taking the money and giving it to their own, you know, inside circle, and everybody's fucking dying. So a man named Barbecue created an army, and he said, look, yo, and there's a rumor about him eating people. And he's like, yo, look, there's going to be a big genocide in Haiti if y'all all don't step down. A bit, and he had a bunch of guerrillas with guns and machine guns and shit walking down the streets. And eventually, like, I think in a matter of hours, all the people in the government stepped down.
Yeah, the news is still over. Coming out.
He's taking over. And I think this is a good thing for Haiti because they're fucking the people. And this guy is actually talking for the people. Like, I'm gonna bring Haiti back.
Ooh.
And Haiti, you know, Haiti is one of my favorite countries. The history of Haiti is beautiful. Same. Beautiful. Yeah. They fucking killed their masters.
Uh-huh.
All the slaves took over a country. And their flag is a fuck you. It's a big middle finger on the flag, like the cannons.
Are you
bitch?
Are you saying that you don't think he's a cannibal?
I don't think he's a cannibal. You think that's just Western media propaganda?
No, I think the word came around. It's just to make him scary.
Yeah,
this guy eats people.
That's classic, like, American, like, slander.
Maybe, or I think it was inside. It is an inside thing. Like, yo, this guy eats people. Be careful. We don't want him ODing. You don't want your kids to be eaten. So they all step down.
Can I tell you who I think this is bad for?
Who?
In Brooklyn.
Wyclef Jean?
A Haitian barbecue spot known as Lil Haiti.
Oh.
The Islands, a Haitian barbecue spot. And TNG Flavor, a Haitian barbecue spot in places. The Bronx. Oh, because now when you type in barbecue Haiti,
it's him.
You're not getting Haitian barbecue restaurants.
I'm in the mood for Haitian barbecue.
Hey, you know, they should lean into it, actually. They should
put pictures of him up.
Yeah, I mean, lean into it. Might as well.
He's a freedom fighter.
If you're being searched for and
you But you own a Haitian barbecue restaurant, and now that's being associated with cannibalism.
For life.
I think
for life.
I think he's a freedom fighter.
I'm not sure on the politics.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure if I support him or not.
I didn't support what Haiti's doing. So
yeah, no.
Supposedly, it's like a big disinformation campaign that's being pushed by the media. And he's not that bad of a guy, and he doesn't eat people. But there's videos of people eating people out there for some reason or whatever. And, like, you know, it's being, like, pushed. Like, yeah, that's what that guy's supporting. But in reality, he's just, like, trying to fight for a better country for himself.
Well, countries, like Haiti's never been given a chance. They're being, like, generationally punished for...
Don't they share the island with DR?
Yeah they do. And they have a big racism problem.
Big racism problem.
It's like a big race war between the two of them.
Incarcerates them and kills them. It's crazy.
Can you get on the mic?
Sorry, I was vaping. It's Ramadan, bro.
Ramadan, bro.
It's Ramadan. I'm vaping.
I'm vaping now.
Santa gives me vape. Broke I vape fast. On Ramadan.
Santa's the best.
Santa's best. Santa didn't get
all the holy vape. Figures are helping me with the vape situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm down. I'm down with the Haitian thing. I feel bad for Wyclef Jean, man. We might get a guy being eaten soon.
What's being he's not gonna be safe.
Wasn't he the president?
Scam them?
He was the president.
Someone please call 911.
I thought he was the president of Haiti.
Wyclef Jean?
Yeah, I thought he was.
No.
I don't think that can be true.
No.
Wyclef Jean,
that
Haiti
man is
president.
Still in New York running amok.
I know, but I thought he did.
No. That man's still running amok.
Oh, so yeah, he did.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking.
He may have ran, but
no, he Wyclef Jean accused of stealing Haitian charity money during.
Oh my God.
During the earthquakes. $9 million investment.
So he didn't run for.
Maybe he did
try to steal, actually.
Someone please call 911.
Oh, but right now he's asking Elon Musk to help Haiti.
So that's what he's doing. Took all the emeralds.
How much did he supposedly steal or try to steal?
How do you ask another man to take care of my country?
Hey.
No one trusts me.
You sick freak. Can somebody get this sick freak South African guy to fix every problem?
Yeah.
You.
I fucking hate Musk.
You
I hate him.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it now.
Yep. Make it nice. I'll go perform Swedish Girl.
Electric Car Man.
I can't do an impression. It'll be bad.
So live for the kill. So live for the kill. Girl.
Also,
this is an eating episode.
It's an eating episode.
JD is here.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Hey. Hello. Hello, everyone.
We love your space, dude.
Thanks, guys.
It's a beautiful space.
Are we outing that we're at his space?
Yeah, give me
some
love.
I guess we're outing that we're at his
space. Give him some
love. Yeah.
Outing?
Pivot to a
You have a fantastic spot here, and you kind of undersold it. Like, you told us, you're like, hey, I have a little space. Come by. You know, we could do some stuff over here.
Listen, you guys, I saw a need that you need that you guys needed. So
the tour was incredible.
So, you know,
I was like, you guys should come to my spot. It's perfect for you guys. Maybe I didn't go into, it's amazing. You need to get here. I got this. I got motherfucking dogs. I got motherfucking.
He does have dogs.
I got water fountains and shit.
Be real. He has one dog.
Be real.
You might not one dog.
There might be another one. You haven't seen everything.
Honestly, there's enough space.
Actually, there is another dog. He's just not here. But it's actually two
look at
dogs.
That. See, you owe him a fucking apology.
His name is Bugatti. Shout out to Bugatti.
I believe it. What kind of dog is that?
What?
Frenchie.
Bugatti. The Frenchie. That's fucking fire.
Now,
whose dog is that?
That would be Angie's. Okay.
I like what I heard downstairs while we're looking at your studio space. So all the companies, all these movie companies are building studios around here.
That's right.
And you guys are in the middle of a race.
That's
so
right.
So you have Lionsgate and a bunch of other people developing these big warehouses, spaces for movies and whatnot, and you guys can compete. The space is huge, and what you guys are building are dope. And I love that the fact that you guys are building it for the people, for indie companies and stuff, to make more of a realistic approach for everyone. So, how has it been, this process, man? Just building this huge set, dude. This fucking
it had definitely hasn't been the easiest, for sure. You know, just us coming in here and expecting one thing, and we finding out different. Things that we have to take care of before we can officially open.
Is it trial and error type of thing?
Not trial and error. No,
there's no time for that.
No,
right?
there's obstacles. There's literally Redder Player One. There's people like boss fights.
Right, I get it. Okay, that's a good way to put it.
your partner's kind of like a mad genius.
I love him. Tasso's a man. Yeah. Shout out Tasso, man. Tasso. Tasso is a fucking genius, and that's JD's business partner. You guys are fucking
How long you been working with him?
12 years. 12
Jeez.
Years.
God damn it.
Yeah. We've known him for a very long, very long time. Did a lot of production together and stuff like that. We went full circle when we both worked at Hot 97 together.
Yeah.
Once everyone got furloughed, we were like, yo, we were all looking for spots because we just want to go independent at that point. So we all was looking for spots and, oh, thank you. And,
nothing in here.
When my spot wasn't working out and then our other guy, he couldn't find another spot in Tasso. I was like, yo, I got a spot. I got it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, where?
Yeah, it's not too far from New York either. It's pretty convenient drive.
I respect the shit out of JD's hygiene.
Hell well,
he wouldn't put his mouth on the Gatorade I just handed him.
You know what I'm saying? You could be, doing your thing.
Can I tell the match story?
The match?
Yeah. I know you don't want me to talk about it.
What match?
It's something I remember greatly about you. It's something I think to myself, JD's a really good guy.
I don't remember what match.
When I had my house in Philly back before I moved up here, JD came through to work Made in America with me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the part he doesn't want me to mention, but he pooped at my house.
Okay.
Oh, what the fuck?
He not only lit a match in the bathroom after, but he also lit a little toilet paper on fire. Threw it in the toilet so it wouldn't smell like poop.
I know that trick.
And I was like, that's a great guy. That's a great guy.
That's a lot of stealth maneuvers just to cover a shit.
It speaks to internal shame.
No one should be smelling my shit. Like
everyone should be.
I'm not that classy. I'll do a courtesy flush as soon as it's the water, that's it.
First of all, I don't like shit in other people's houses.
I'll shit anywhere.
But he was in a different city. You know, you gotta poop.
Well, I'll shit anywhere.
I met you, I've known you for what, at least 5 times after that?
Yeah.
I'm in your house. The first thing I'm doing is just making a big deuce in your bathroom.
I'm rude. You could do rude things.
You know, it's crazy. I had shit anxiety when I was a little kid. I only could shit in my house.
Yeah.
It's because one time I took a shit at school, and a bunch of my friends were on top of the stalls. They're like, "Yo, you taking a shit?" I'm like, "No."
Yeah, that used to be the worst. Like, you'd be taking a shit at school, and then you hear the door open, so you lift your feet up just a little bit so nobody could see sneakers there and be like,
so you
can let me investigate
me?
Who is actually
there. Is
there
a pooper in the bathroom?
What do you expect is going to happen after you give kids milk for lunch?
Free milk.
Man, free milk. And with no water fountains that don't work, just milk.
I had some trouble when I started school because up until that point, I used to get fully naked to poop.
What do you mean?
I used to get fully naked to poop. What do you mean? What do I mean?
Why did you have to get fully naked?
Because I was a little kid and I was weird. I also used to squat like a monkey over the toilet.
Well, that's good for your bowel movements.
So I used to. So imagine like a 5-year-old just getting fully naked and then squatting.
Yeah, I would be scared of you.
Yeah, you'd be signed up to get bullied for life.
Yeah, so I had to.
That's the kind of shit that would scare me. He's a serial killer.
I wasn't comfortable doing that for so long.
Can I tell you?
And I also used to pull back the skin on my penis when I peed and wipe it. And then my dad saw me doing it, and he got really mad and yelled at me.
Didn't we talk about wiping your penis last episode?
Was it last episode?
Keep talking about every episode.
Yeah, this is the official podcast of whether you wipe your penis.
Well,
you
know what? Maybe, it's official maybe uncircumcised.
We talked about women. Yeah,
maybe I've got a lot to unpack here. Maybe I have some trauma.
Talking about poop. Yeah. We're guys.
We're the best.
Yeah. I've got a nightmare poop story, and stop me if I've shared this. I was working at Panera Bread at the time. I was like 17 years old. And I was having a real rough go of it. I was hungover. I was having a bad day at work. And I was just hiding on the toilet pretending to poop. I've told this story.
No.
I've told this story.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've told this story because you guys are going to remember it because I remember your reactions when I told the story the first time.
I don't know the story.
So then three dudes, I know his name still. I know the dude's name who did this.
He's in your kill list?
Three dudes. No, he's not because it's also so funny. What
he's in your fuck list?
It's funny to me now, but at the time it was mortifying. I was pooping or faking poop. Either way, my pants were around my ankles. These three guys bust in, and they're talking loudly. I don't have headphones or anything. I can hear everything. And they're like, all right, how do we do this? How do we do this? And they start running the sink. They're fucking bleaching their hair in the Panera Bread sink. I don't know why.
What the fuck?
And I don't want to get
Oh, they don't even work there.
Yeah, they don't work there. The three guys I know from around the way. I only knew the main guy who did the fucked up thing to me. So they're bleaching their hair in the sink.
They sound like fucking rebels.
A pretty long process. I'm sitting in the toilet because I'm like, they're using the sink. I can't wash my hands.
Aww.
I don't want to come out, but they're not hearing me like fart. So there's just a guy in the one toilet stall. It's not a big bathroom. It's one urinal, one toilet stall, and then three dudes bleaching their hair in the one sink. I'm sitting there. I'm just keeping to myself. They go quiet. I assume the bleaching is done. They go quiet, and I'm like, cool, all right, I'm going to be able to leave soon. Over the top of the stall, they throw a trash can at me. I just get hit with a trash can in the head, and they all start laughing.
Oh, shit.
And I was so upset, man. They got me good. They were not my. They didn't know who I was.
Yeah,
I knew who he. See, Matt Katowski.
Let me ask.
I know
you a
Matt Katowski.
I'm coming for you, man.
Let me ask you a question. Did you lift your feet up when people came in the bathroom?
No.
So that's where you fucked up. You can't let people know that there's
the door was locked.
Shit.
They would have put two and two together anyway.
If they tried the door, maybe they weren't going
to
try the
door.
I didn't
want them to jiggle the door.
Is there no light in the bathroom? They can't see shadows.
There's light.
Yeah.
They knew I was there the whole time. I guess they
lift your feet. They could still see.
And they came
body.
Up with the brilliant idea to get the trash can and throw it down on
see,
me.
See, this is where my
hit me right in the
this
back
is where
the
my
head.
Strategy shines because if you would have just lifted up their feet, your feet, they would have had no reason to go into the stall anyway. But you would have not gotten hit with trash.
The even more fucked up thing is I worked there, so it was my job to clean up the trash.
Oh shit.
They got me like seven different ways, and then I never saw that kid again.
That's
I hope
good.
He's in prison or dead.
You never saw him again?
No.
Oh shit.
He was a kid I like grew up with, and he was known as like a local bad kid. But
I mean, he's bleaching his hair in public. That's pretty badass.
In a Panera Bread bathroom.
That's pretty fucking rebellious.
But I was also known as a local bad kid. Mm. So we were two local bad kids. But he had no. I could have been an elderly man. I could have been anyone. He didn't even get to see who he hit.
That's funny.
Yeah, he just
and little did he know it's you.
They were just like, "There's a guy in that bathroom, and he hasn't gotten out the whole time we bleached our hair." Threw a trash can on me, fucking. They all
did
ran
they know
out.
You worked there?
They didn't know who was in there.
But did they know you worked at the Panera?
I doubt Matt Katowski would have known that I was working at the Panera Bread.
Okay,
yeah, but no, it was a. I remember it happening to me, and then I just sat.
Can't front
covered in trash.
I just sat with all the trash, and I stayed there for like 5 more minutes.
Because
I was just like,
that's nasty, especially bathroom trash.
You're a victim of assault.
It's like what?
I was a victim of assault.
That was assault. You deserved 5 more minutes.
Yeah, I deserved 5 more minutes. Or I could have sworn I had told you guys that before.
No, I swear to God, never heard this.
But I got bopped.
Shout out him. That's a good one.
Shout out Mike.
Good, yeah, Matt. I think his name's Matt Katowski.
Matt. What did I say?
He's probably doing big things in life.
Bathrooms, I bet he's in prison.
Bathrooms are a filthy place. Bathrooms are a filthy place. And it makes me wonder how women piss.
Well, they don't have the same bathrooms like we have.
No.
Their bathrooms are more elegant. They have couches.
There's non-binary bathrooms now.
Oh, shit. You're right. So everyone's just seeing everything.
Everybody just pissing on everything.
You know what? I usually don't talk about Hot 97 or like problems with Hot 97, but I will speak about this.
Uh-oh.
The sink water that I'm supposed to wash my hands with smells like farts in our office.
Someone just farted on the water supply?
I'm washing my hands with smelly
water. So wait. So they got the sewer water in the
as the sink water?
That's is it connected? What has been explained to me is that our pipes have a mix with
the
sewer.
Oh, no!
And it's not that. It's not just.
Oh, fuck that.
It's not that we're washing our hands with.
Sewage?
Holy shit.
Uh-oh. Do we have to take another break?
Nah, he got arrested. He got arrested. Matt Katowski's in jail.
For what? Does it say for what?
I don't know. I'm not reading all that, but the only thing that pops up is a court summons for Pennsylvania. So, good for him. He did big things. I got my lick back.
We miss you, Matt.
Yeah. No, free Matt Katowski. What if I read it and he fucking bopped a cop? A cop was taking a shit and he trash rained down on him.
You got the wrong motherfucker.
You guys heard about that new documentary that came out? Quiet on Set. It's talking about Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the horrible things he did at Nickelodeon. He apologized?
Oh, dude, yeah. It's you know how
I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
Yeah, you're like, how do you just apology after all the heinous things you
dude,
did?
Dude, apology after episode one comes out is crazy.
Yeah,
just guy, the guy who interviewed him was signed to an NDA too.
That's fucking insane.
He took money from hush money from Dan Schneider.
But he's been an open creep. It's been known that he's
I've known
been,
Dan Schneider's a creep too.
For years, people have known, and like yet like
I think since the documentary's been in production.
No, it's been before that.
I've known Dan Schneider as a creep. The girl from iCarly that dated Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
That one.
She spoke out.
She's been talking about him.
Yeah. Who are these people you're talking about?
Nickelodeon characters.
The girl from iCarly, the friend, Sammy?
Sam.
Sam? The white girl.
The one that was like beating people up?
She wrote a book called I'm Glad My Mother Died. And it's based on like how like her mom kind of like forced her into like show business and being like the breadwinner of the family. Which is kind of like a problem with all this stuff too, because like when you have a kid that's like acting and doing all this stuff and that's kind of like taking on the role of being the breadwinner, it's easy for the parent to look the other way when there's shady shit going on and they're like, yeah, we want to touch your kid's feet, we want to do all this weird
your kid's
shit.
That's a star, sign a contract.
Yeah, and like you know, you're kind of selling your kid away, like for them to get famous or whatever your ulterior motives is, because you know they're gonna make money, but like all this fucked up shit is going on, kind of like child pageantry.
Yeah.
You know, like when you put out a kid and you put the fucking makeup on them, you're like, you give me a star, sweetie. Go walk the walk. Like, you know, it's all that shit. Mm. They grow up fucked up in the head.
Children should only be doing serious shit like that if it's their idea.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But how would it be their idea, right? Let's say there's a baby needed in a movie.
Yeah.
How does a baby decide?
Like Mary Kate and Ashley?
Yeah, like that.
Oh, were the twins? Who the twins that Dylan and the other
Cole
guy?
Strauss.
Yeah, they were like the babies on Full House, right?
No, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
They were Big Daddy, then Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
But they were like Life on Deck. Like three or four.
Okay.
And they still broke their brains doing it.
Yeah. I think American and Ashley,
they had nothing to say about it. They didn't really have anything bad to say about Disney.
They do. Like they hated on Disney for a lot.
Disney got that whole underground shit going on.
Oh, yeah?
Schneider
vibe? All that shit's weird. Yeah. Dan
Schneider had so much power at Nickelodeon, he made the logo a foot at one point. And he has a big foot fetish.
That's true.
You know what's crazy about that? I always thought it was weird that a grown-ass man was making all these kid shows. When I was younger, I was like, why is this grown man making all these kid shows?
I mean, I could understand like a grown man doing that if like he just had like a knack for like children's
but
humor.
But for generations, though?
Yeah. But, like,
There's only a few ways to do it. I came from all of that. Yeah. My sister came from iCarly.
And there's problems
with both of those are Dan Schneider.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. And was he Zoe 101 too?
He was running the show.
Little Kids Dorming.
Drake and Josh.
Like,
all of that.
There was a show called like Just Jesse or something like that. It was about like this black kid, and he posted like, yeah, I left because I wasn't trying to like give up ass or anything like that. And they like immediately canceled the show after like one season. Like it kind of makes sense. But I
think the only show that looked like they're just chilling is the Ned Declassified. You see their podcast? They're crazy.
Yeah. They talk about like all the sex that they would be. But you know what they did when the Quiet on Set came out?
Yeah, they got in trouble too.
They made a video like making fun of them. Like, we ain't get touched.
Yeah,
like,
we high five him.
Like, that's so crazy.
Now
like,
we not good. Me.
Like, da 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 da. We ain't give a boot. Like,
just
what?
Dancing around the Shaggies. It wasn't.
I'm not going to lie.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's kind of funny.
Like, it is funny.
Saw you touching on the children?
It wasn't me.
like how you mocking them because like they got caught by like the town molester, but you did it. Like, could it be us?
That's
we're too smart. Like,
what's it called? This brings up a topic to me. What is the most serious thing you were ever asked to do as like a child? Because all these kids, they, like you said, breadwinner of their family.
Yeah.
Signed to contracts with multimedia organizations.
Like Amanda Bynes, she fucking broke down mentally after years of that stuff.
A lot of these dudes.
The family is in control of all her money.
Orlando Brown, too. Like
Orlando Brown is another one. Raven Simone shaving her. I don't know. She looks weird as fuck.
She's chilling now. She's on The View.
Yeah,
she looks weird as fuck, though.
Outside of that,
there's something off with her.
I'm just saying she looks weird. That's not fair.
Outside of that universe, but also probably similar contract. Britney Spears, look at how she ended up.
Yeah, she broke it. They broke her. That's Disney.
You're the only one with children, so you're the only one that can answer this. Would you let your kids be in show business?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, but I'm gonna be the best. I'm just like how I am I try to be the best dad ever. I'm gonna look out
just
for them.
Like that. He'll just like, hey, don't touch my daughter.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, nah, we're not doing this. I'll be easy. Nowadays, I'm glad my kids are growing up in this age because everything's so woke and things are just so watched over and people are just trying to be so punctual and correct.
Yeah.
I'll be comfortable. And I obviously would be there. I'll quit everything I'm doing. If they're going to be breadwinners, this could be my job.
It's kind of something that's overlooked that like we don't really think about too much. But like as a kid growing up, you almost get like snatched up by shady people a few times. I've had a few close calls.
It's like Pinocchio with those foxes.
Speak on it.
I remember that one time I asked this guy from the neighborhood to buy a six pack. I was going to split with Brock. I was like maybe like 13. And then he bought it for me. And then he was like, so you like to drink? You like to party? I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, so I'll give you $50. Just suck my dick. And I was like, what? I ran all the way home with the six pack.
I remember. He's like, Brock. Dude, some guy just asked me to suck his dick. I was like, I started laughing. I was like, no way.
And you did it?
Did you do it?
As a kid, you almost get diddled a bunch of times. Like, I had a few close calls.
Oh, shit.
I think that's
You sure it wasn't Diddy?
Nah. You never barely escaped the clutches of, like, a monster.
The clutches?
Rah! I almost got him.
Producer Pete. Have you ever escaped the clutches of a child predator? No, I haven't.
That must be some Bronx shit.
Well, maybe you weren't a cute kid.
I was adorable, bro.
Yeah, well, nobody tried to get at you, so.
I was also known for being loud.
Yeah, that's
the priest I grew up with molested a few folks.
Oh, my God.
He's in prison, but he...
Yeah, see, that's a close encounter. It could have happened to you.
He looked at me and
But you were
like,
too loud.
Yeah, he was like...
So he was like, this kid...
He won't
this,
keep that shit low.
This kid's gonna fucking... All right, he won't be able to escape the clutches. He'll start screaming. He'll get away. You never had a close call?
No. Actually, yes, I did. Exactly. Oh my God! Yes, I did.
It's your neighborhood.
No, no. One time I was skating.
You told me about this.
So yeah.
Having
so
a close
dumb.
Call is crazy.
Me and JD are standing here. I'm so dumb for this. I think about this all the time,
Stay away from the Bronx.
No, dude. One time I was skating. And I was alone skating. Just getting my mind off shit. I was hitting a rail.
You stressed as a little kid.
I was tired. I was hitting a big ass rail.
How old?
I was like 16.
Okay,
you
look cute there. Yeah, you look cute.
And I was very tired.
He looked like Zac Efron.
And it was about the time it was the end of my session. Like
blonde?
I was done skating. Yeah. So then I'm starting to skate off to a red light, and there's a guy like this, like clapping. And I look at him like, what the fuck? Okay, whatever. And then as I skate off, he's still on the red light. I start skating off. He goes by me, and says, hey, I saw you skating. It's good job. I was like, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. You want a ride? And I was so fucking tired. I wasn't even thinking. I was like, yeah, sure, fuck it.
Oh.
Weird, bro. I get in the car.
He got in the stranger's car.
Wait.
That's like 101. Yeah, don't do as a kid.
But let him get there. Let him get there. I'm going to find out what happened.
Well, I'm 16 and I'm athletic. I'm strong. And this guy is just like some. Oh, this guy is some fat. Like,
you're sweating.
Have you seen
you were
Human Centipede 2?
Ugh.
The weird creep fat guy with glasses, like he was sweaty.
I don't remember, but
anyway, he looked like that. And I was like, I could take this guy, whatever. And he's like, oh, so you like this kid? I was like, yeah, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just tired, man. Just drop me off around here. I actually told him to go closer to my house. But then after a while, like the first red light we hit, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, open the door.
Uh-huh.
And I got out. He's like, okay.
Did you skate out?
I stepped out the door and he hit the red light and he started booking.
You should have started skating in reverse, like double flipping him off.
That's
like,
how it.
Nah, 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 nah,
and that's exactly how I dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some lady tried to. I was skating in the street in the side and some lady like tried to like hit me.
Uh huh.
And then I was like, fuck. So I go fast and I go fakey. I go backwards. And I flip the middle finger. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. And as I turn around, it's a big pothole.
Oh, she had the last laugh.
So I fall, my arm, my shoulder pops out, and she rolled down her window like, "Ah, fuck you!"
That's
I'm
good.
Like, fuck you, bitch.
I like her. I almost
she tried to hit me.
I almost got another time. I was selling weed when I was like maybe like 16, so I could buy like Jordans and shit
the
like
Bronx
that.
Bronx is dangerous.
And there was this guy in my building that I used to sell weed to. He was this gay dude, like, and he really liked me. Or
and
something.
They fuck young.
He really liked me or something. So he used to always like. Hi, can I get a dime? And like, I'll be like, yeah, sure. Can I get a dub? I'll be like, yeah, sure.
Was he a grown man?
A grown
man. Buying weed from a child?
Grown man. At least 35. Ooh. And I was like 16. Oh. And so like, every time I would go to sell him weed, he wouldn't like let me leave right away. He would like talk to me, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you want a beer? He would bring me like a Corona with a lime in it and like talk to me. And then I remember one day, he was like, He gave me the beer, whatever. I started sipping it. I thought I was a little badass 16-year-old. Yeah, I'm selling weed.
You start feeling dizzy?
I'm selling weed. I'm drinking beer from LeBron.
So then he started talking to me. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm actually going to throw away like a bunch of clothing. Like, I don't know. Like, these shorts, they don't fit me anymore. Like, you want them? You want to like try them on
my
right
ass
now?
Is fat.
Like, you want to just go try them on? Like, it's okay. Like, I don't mind. Like, you could have them if they fit you. And I was just standing there. I'm like, nah, I'm all right. I don't think I want to get naked in your apartment and try on some shorts in the bathroom and, like, model them and shit like that. Like, so they look good?
Yeah.
Do they look good?
You like these on me?
What else do you have for me to try? Like, that just sounds like it's leading up to, like, a sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Like, if I was gay, if I was, like, a gay kid, I would have been like, yeah, I'll try them on. And then, like, I come out flirty.
Sure.
And do like a pose, like, so you like them? Huh?
You have shorts?
Yeah. Smack my ass.
Shorts, you say?
Like, oh, yeah. What else do you have for me to try on? Like,
oh,
you know what
God.
I mean? Like, so I'm just looking at him. I'm like, no, like, I'm all right. And then, like, I just stopped selling weed to that guy. Like,
oh,
I was
shit.
Like, yeah. I'm not selling weed to the. He lived in my building on the second floor, and I always used to see him around, and, like, it was odd. Like, I can't believe you guys have never, like, what the hell?
There was just a priest.
Listen,
like,
the Bronx is a crazy place, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not go into people's cars.
Every episode that we record, I learn a little more about why you guys are the way you are, and this makes sense.
I never got caught.
Don't go into people's cars. Do not try shorts on from strangers.
Don't sell drugs if you're a child.
I'm glad you guys survived the Bronx.
I wanted sneaker money.
And do not suck dick for $50.
16, you could have gotten a job.
Yeah, blowing dick.
Oh, fuck that. Selling weed is so easy. It sells itself. You don't have to do shit. You just sit around, and then people are like, hey, I want some weed. And
you're not signing off without promoting the beer.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, I don't trust you.
I was going to say, speaking of trying stuff, you guys should come down to April 5th.
Don't try your little kids' dicks. Try our beer.
Oh, yeah, you don't need to suck dick for $50.
Let them segue. God damn it.
He did little kids' dicks in the pitch. Never mind, we're not pitching anything. We'll promote it next episode.
No, cut. It's the end of the episode.
April 5th, guys. If you want to try something, try our beer. Is it bad business?
If you want to try anything, try something that's good and legal.
And it's helping
Danny,
a cause.
Just let Brock do it. 5%.
This is JD here saying bad business beer,
April 5th.
And it tastes like honey.
Everyone go support.
I've been told I taste like honey, but the beer does taste like honey.
It's going to be sold in the Bronx Brewery.
A Lower East Side location. We're going to start around 6 o'clock to 10. Please come down and bring your friend. It's going to be a great blast. We're going to have a big blast.
First ever Batty Award.
We're going to do the Batty Awards, man.
7:30, April 5th.
Let's get it.
Hell yeah, guys. Love to see you there. This is Bad Business, your boy Barack.
Yeah, it's Danny.
Producer Pete.
And this is JD.
And we're signing out.
And special thank you to our guest of honor, D4M Sloan.
Big Nine, that's me.
All right.
Get at me, dawg. Long you think you top five, why would you ask me, dawg? Like, what the fuck you need proof? What the fuck I'm see through? I'll show you why I'm T.O.P. too. If the feds grab my phone, they might ask me what's the hat. Then I scratch my cheekbone slow and ask them what's that. What you mean? I don't know. Yeah, eyes low, huh? Yeah.
high slow. I'm the Broad Street bully, the West Side bully, the South Side, Southwest, North Side too. Off topic, I'm so rich, I'm sitting court side too. BKBX, New York, your side too. Should I give you a little option? You respect it or not? Either respect it with my fist or respect with the Glock. I know the bros respect violence and the hoes respect commas that we so gifted with. Those that hook, I was dead pot to turn a knot, the stool with me, babe. Bro, I'm hot, I can run Pac and Hove on the track. Jada kissing beans too, shit the locks eat too. I respect hip hop, but respect me too. I'm more vicious than Cotty, he taught me ain't no innocent. You play ball with him like a pick, shit you innocent. Fatality, Mortal Kombat, finish him, switchy. And we shot a few guys, they ain't die, what they eating? I ask God, what we beefing with some bulletproof vegans? How you get a win that turkey butt hit him? He cheating, Barry White in 94, nigga, break what you preaching. I'm a chief and a soldier, I'ma whack him if I see him. But we beefing and you know it, why you asking if we beefing? Why you asking if we look, my man died, the Levine is on me, huh? We wild, huh? Look, that ski smile, huh? That ain't me smiling, huh? Come on, I got your Rockefeller. I said, we don't go off ages, we go off honor. Sometimes murder, but he might got no honor, but then call himself a murder, huh? I don't give a fuck if he got both. I still heard him. I'm a gangster, man, a pretty boy. My bitch say I'm perfect. Nah, huh? I'm big nine, huh? I done turned myself up. I got rich, I'm big time, huh? I'm a Rizon. We got pill and Nizon. Swing my block on a hot blow, a fucking Mizon. Damn. You dig me? Light shit, man. I don't really be doing no rap shit because I'm a rock star and shit like that, but they can't fuck me on no level, I swear to God. Gang. I was gonna keep rolling, but that shit, man, because I fucked them. I ain't gonna keep cutting and stop me, you know?
Hot 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?